Anyway, coming up next to the stage, we met this young lady because she became a fan of ours, which is always super great. She is a recent graduate of Columbia, a theater major. She also makes jewelry and blogs. This is Katie Oedtke.
Hey, guys. All right. So tonight, elaborating on the theme of fans, point to the I got crap for that last time, so I'm going to give a small introduction, and then I'm going to sing for you. Alan Menken and Glenn Slater wrote a song for the ill-fated Who Framed Roger Rabbit prequel. The prequel was called Who Discovered Roger Rabbit, and in the film, Roger and his friend traveled to Hollywood and were hired as waiters for a big-shot movie producer to celebrate his new movie musical that was coming out. The stars of the producer's film, which were direct references to Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and if you have not seen a Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers film, go remedy that immediately. You will have major dress envy of Ginger Rogers, I assure you. So these two stars were to sing the producer's favorite number from the film, This Only Happens in the Movies, which was written in the style of popular songs in the 30s and 40s. The male actor was too drunk, so Roger's friend, a huge fan of the actress and having had a huge crush on her for a long time, volunteers to take his place. They perform together, they fall in love instantly, and Roger ruins the moment. The song was shelved because the film never made it past the development stages until 2008, when Tony Award-nominated actress and one of my heroes, Carrie Butler, she was in the Broadway revival of Little Shop of Horrors. She was in Bat Boy the Musical and was Tony-nominated for playing Xanadu. Performed the song on her debut album, Faith, Trust, and Pixie Dust, an album that is strictly acoustic covers of Disney songs and is one of my favorite albums of all time. Knowing that this whole project was basically 6 degrees of musical theater and Disney fandom, like, all the way throughout, I figured it was only appropriate for me to express my love in the best way a geek like me can by singing, and I'm going to be doing it in the same way I performed musical theater songs at open mic nights in junior high and high school by myself in a cappella, so enjoy. This only happens in the movies. Life's not as perfect off the screen. Stars never gleamed so bright, and nights never seemed so right, except in the movies that I've seen. Faith doesn't work like in the movies. Love never enters right on cue. Strangers don't meet like this and get swept off their feet like this, the way movies say they always do. Somehow this mood is too enchanting. Somehow this moment's too ideal. Somehow this moonlight we're enthralled to is all too unreal. For this only happens in the movies. So this can only be pretend. But if this is my chance, a prelude to a new romance, let's hope that it has a happy end. Thanks, guys.
Man, that was fantastic. So much talent on this stage tonight. So great. Mark, how are you feeling, man?
I'm daunted. I'm a fan of everyone.
Yeah, a fan! Yay!